بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten, he has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Okay, now inshallah we will have our class about recitation. Alhamdulillah, we finished about learning the letters, Arabic letters, and alhamdulillah we're supposed to recite Surah An-Nas. Alhamdulillah, last week or the week before today, inshallah, we will recite Surah Al-Falaq. And now Sister Cindy will start to read.
Okay, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر It's a long vowel, right? Ghaziki.
Ghasiqin.
Ghasiqin. Iza wa qab. Qab.
Wa qab.
Wa qab. Wa min shari al nafa. النفاثاتي في
في اوكي النفاثاتي
اوكي
again
النفاثاتي في
أو قاد العقد اوكي
ومن شر حاسد
you see again that this is long vowel okay go ahead
حاسدين
okay
إذا حسد
حسد this is very good this is excellent I want you to read Surah An-Nas go ahead
قل أعوذ برب الناس
النا again the long vowel
الناس
okay
مالكي مالكي الناس
keep on
إلهي الناس
very good
من شعري الوسواسي
الوسواسي the long vowel again okay
الوسواسي الخناس
الخناء you see the long vowel okay keep on الذي
الذي يوسويس
يوسويسو
يوسويسو يوسويسو في صدوري
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 excellent
الناس
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 okay
Mina
Mina
Mina Mina Jinati
Very good
Walna.
Very good. This is, mashallah, excellent. For this is excellent. Mashallah, you know the letters, you connect them very, you know, because sometimes the sisters, you know, use the letter, but they cannot connect them. They say, ma, le, ke, ma. But mashallah, so mashallah, this is excellent. I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are the only student in the class whom you have this knowledge, so this is for me, alhamdulillah, this is excellent, mashallah. Okay, so now you can read 1, 2, 3 surahs, okay? Now we learn how to read 3 surahs of the Quran. Okay, now I want to give you the meaning, okay, of these surahs. Or we can keep on recitation this week, okay, other 3 surahs. Then inshallah next week I will give you the meaning of these 6 surahs. Okay, this week read, okay, learn how to read, because you know we didn't read for the previous 2 weeks. And inshallah next week I will give you the meaning of these 6 surahs together, inshallah. Okay, so now we will start reading from Surah Al-Masad. Okay, and the sister Sandy will be the one to keep on reading today.
Which one is?
This one.
Oh.
No, sister Sandy again.
Oh. Situation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabbat.
Okay. Tabbat. All of us together. Tabbat. Okay.
Tabbat.
Okay.
Yada.
Yada.
Oh. Yada.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me put for you marks between the words. Okay.
Yada.
Okay.
Abi.
Hmm.
Lahabi.
Okay.
Wataba.
Very good. Keep on reading, then I will show you how to read the, in the Quran. But mashallah, this is excellent. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Keep on.
Ma.
Very good.
Long vowel?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
This
ma.
Is ma.
Okay.
Very
ma.
Good long vowel. Mashallah.
Aghna?
Yes, ma aghna. When you see this one, it is as if there is alif.
Oh.
Ma aghna.
Okay, aghna.
Okay. We will read it together after Sandy will try. Anhu.
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 Okay, anhu. Then you will start the next word here.
Ma.
Ma. Long
ma.
Mm-hmm.
Luhu.
Very good.
Wama.
Wama.
Oh, wama.
Okay, keep on.
Kasaba.
Very good, keep on.
Sayad.
No, I want you to remember the rule. When you have the sukun, you divide. Sayas. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sayas. La.
Sayas. La. Okay.
Okay. Nara.
Naran.
Oh, naran.
Okay.
Zata.
Very good. Zata.
Zata.
Okay, keep on.
This is the tall, right? Tall.
Yes.
Okay.
This is le, ha, le.
Oh, ha, okay.
Mm, this ha.
Haba.
Le. This is le.
Oh, le.
Le, ha.
Oh, okay, okay. Lahaba.
Okay.
Okay. Then. Wa.
Mm-hmm.
Umra.
Mm-hmm. Again, when you have this, there is any sukun. Wam. You see, wam. There is sukun. You divide here. Wam.
Wam.
Mm-hmm.
Ra.
Mm-hmm.
Atuhu.
Very good.
Ha. Hold on. Ha. Okay. This is M?
Yes, meme.
Or is ha, because it has
it ram. Is meme.
Okay. Hama.
Okay.
Laha.
Hamalaka.
Oh, lata.
Two, you know, two dots.
Two dots.
You, this is te.
Okay. Mm. Lata.
Mm.
Ul.
No, not ul. Al.
Oh, al.
Mm.
Hatabi.
Very good.
Okay. Fi.
Fi.
Jidi. No.
Yes, jidiha.
Oh, Hablun,
very good.
Hablu
min
masadi.
Masadi, very good. This is excellent. Let me read it to you, and you read after me. You know how to read the Quran, inshallah. Okay? So we'll say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
تبت
يدا
أبي لهب
وتب
again
تبت
يدا
أبي
لهب
وتب
ما أغنى I want you to read like this. Big mouth, loud, you know this is the Quran.
ما أغنى
عنه
ماله
وما
كسب
سيصلى this is one half
سيصلى
نارا
ذات
لهب
وم
again you know you remember the rules وم
رأته
حمالة
الحطب
طه you know try to
في
جيدها
حبل
من
مسد
okay, sister, listen, you can sit.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وأمرته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد
So I tell you one thing now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we have four surahs, okay? Let us know the meaning of four surahs because actually this is against my rules. Whatever Quran you read, you must know its meaning. Okay? So now we'll start from Surah An-Nas, the meaning of Surah An-Nas. Again, you know we have these papers which have the translation. Okay, you can get it. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So if we want to try, you know, to know about the meaning, let us, sisters, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now we got Surah An-Nas. We will start, inshallah, today learning the meaning of, the first four surahs of the Quran, which we learn, we start from the last surah of the Quran, which is Surah An-Nas. So I want you again to read Surah An-Nas. Okay, this one, yes, can you read it in Arabic and you read the meaning in English, then I will be the one to tell you the detailed meaning, the tafsir of this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس
الناس Okay, good.
مالكي
Very good.
الناس
Excellent.
إلهي
Very good.
الناس من شر
الوسواسي
الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من
Either you can join it minal or you can just say min and then aljan.
Oh, min aljinati. Jinnati or jinahi?
Jinnati.
Jinnati. Wa al nas. Gracious. Say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of mankind, the King of mankind, the Ilah of mankind, from the evil of the whisperer, devil who whispers evil in the hearts of men, who withdraws from his whispering in one's heart after one remembers Allah, who whispers in the breasts of mankind, of jinn and men.
Okay. So now let us know the meaning of this verse of the Quran, sisters, because at the beginning I have to clarify to you that that we already knew the meaning of Surah Al-Nas. Now we will read Surah Al-Falaq, and I will tell you the tafsir of Surah Al-Falaq so that we will get the benefit. Okay, you can read from here again. Okay, or if you want to read from here, it's okay. This is big for you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Loud.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق
غاسقين.
Again,
the long vowel. غاسقين.
غاسقين.
Okay.
إذا وقد.
وقب.
وقب.
Okay.
ومن شر النفاثات.
النفاثاتي. Again, I want you know to النفاثاتي. Go ahead.
So they're all long vowels?
Yes. Because you know we have this alif. النف. Because fatha and alif. Then fatha and alif. Alif it is نفاثاتي.
Okay. النفاثاتي. في. العقاب.
في العقد. This is عين.
Okay.
العقد.
العقد.
Okay.
ومن شر.
Okay.
حسيد. حسيد.
Okay.
إذا. حسد.
Okay, I will read it and you read it after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. All of us sisters. من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل. أعوذ
بربي الفلق من
شر
ما خلق
ومن
شر
غاسق
إذا
وقب
ومن
شر
النفاثات في
العقد
ومن
شر
حاسد
إذا
حسد.
حسد.
Okay. This surah again, قل say, أعوذ, I seek refuge برب with the Lord of Al-Falaq. Okay, I want you to read it in English. Okay, read the meaning in English.
In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak.
Okay.
From the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night, as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots.
Okay.
And from the evil of the envier when he envies.
Okay. So again in this surah, Allah Ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his followers, okay, is to say, I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. From the evil of what in this surah? From the evil of four people. Number one, four things. Number one, from the evil of what He has created. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, okay, Allah is commanding us to seek refuge with Him from all what Allah created. This means that every creation has an evil. Okay, and because of that you have to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all what Allah has created. Okay, this is number one. Number two, we are commanded to seek refuge with Allah from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness. And actually why we are supposed to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the night when it advances, okay, with its darkness, because of Satan's activity, okay, during the nightfall. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, don't let your children and your livestock out after sunset, and keep them indoors until the darkness of the night disappears. This is the period in which Satan spread out in the environment. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Satan feel more comfortable in the dark, and they spread their evil, drugs, alcohol, gambling, murder, adultery, stealing more freely after the night falls. Okay? And actually, if you start to reflect, you will notice that the crimes, the fights, car accidents, all the evil is more at night. Okay? Yes. Why? Because certain activities and his followers is more at night. And because of that, Allah teaches us in the Quran to seek refuge with Him from the evil of the night when it advances. Okay, and because of that, after Salat al-Maghrib, you always do supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from Satan. Okay, and also practically, you don't let your kids to play outside. This is something known. You know, if your kids are arrive from the school and they start to play from 4 o'clock, okay, then Maghrib prayer is by 5:30. After Maghrib prayer, get your kids inside your home because of the increase of the Satan's activity. And also Allah commanded us to seek refuge with Him from the evil of the night when it advances. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us in Surah Al-Falaq to seek refuge with Him from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots. Because those whom they practice witchcraft, you know, they made knots and they blow in the knots. Okay, this is how they are thinking that, you know, they are effective. This is how they can make issues effective. For example, someone whom she wants to have kids or whatever, you know, they go to the witchcraft and they tell her, you know, I have so and so problem, so she will make knots. Okay, then she will blow in the knot.
Okay, this is all, you know, magic which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering a kind of disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they believe that the witchcraft have an effect when they blow in the nose, they can make the nose to be, you know, opened, okay, and there will be no nose, they are effective with their blowing. This is against the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people, they think that, for example, suppose I have a friend whom she had a lot of fights with her husband, okay? Someone whom she believes in the witchcraft, okay? And this is actually considered in Islam disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they believe in this are not believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are disbelievers. Because they believe that there is a human being who can be effective to prevent and to cause. This is in Islam is disbelief, because only Allah has the power to cause benefit and to prevent harm. Okay, but there are some people whom they believe in those whom they practice this witchcraft. So they will go to those people and they will tell them, for example, my husband is not happy with me. She will tell her, yes, I think you have a knot with your husband. I will blow in the knot and inshallah everything will be alright. But you have to pay so and so money and you have to bring for me so and so food or whatever. Okay, and be sure that when I will blow in the knot, which is made for you and your husband, okay, everything will be alright. Allah is clarifying that we have to seek refuge from this practice, because this is a disbelief, because none can prevent harm except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. What if you have a friend who says, I can give you surahs, that if you read these three times every morning, your husband will love you and not ever be able to leave you. Isn't that the same sort of thing? Or...
No, I tell you, actually, the one whom she is trying to use the Quran as a way for the benefit, if she believes the Quran can cause benefit, alhamdulillah, inshallah, the Quran can cause benefit. But still, this is wrong. Okay? We cannot choose some verses of the Quran and say, when you recite this, this will prevent and this will cause. The Quran, inshallah, is a cure and healing when you follow its rules in your life. Okay, but not just to recite some surahs and say, because of the blessings of these surahs, everything will be alright in my life, while I'm still fighting with my husband day and night, while we are not trying to come close, while none is trying to forget or forgive, but because of the blessings of the surahs of the Quran, everything will be alright. This is wrong in the belief. Okay, when I recite the Quran and I follow the rules and the rules and the manners of the Quran, inshallah, everything can be better in my life out of the blessing of following and practicing the Quran rules, not just recitation and blessing of the surah. To tell you the truth, many Muslims in many countries, okay, they believe in this, you know, the blessings of the recitation of the Quran to cure a patient and this and that. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best, but actually nowadays, as I'm calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I have to clarify that this is wrong practice. The Quran is the book to follow and to live, okay, and if you live the Quran as a way of life, you can improve your quality as a human being, you can live life as an act of worship, and at that moment you can have everything better in your life. But just to recite the Quran for the blessings of some surahs of the Quran, this is not the goal of the Quran, and I don't think this is good. This is my point of view. Actually, if you live in the Muslim country, okay, and suppose, for example, I have a daughter whom she is, for example, 26, 27, and whenever someone will propose, you know, for her to marry, a problem will happen, then, you know, the proposer will not be successful. So someone will come and tell you, you know, I am sure that someone made a knot for her. Okay, the only solution is to go to one of these witchcraft people, okay, and you tell her about the problem of your daughter, she will blow the knot, and then everything will be alright.
You see? So it is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who caused the, you know, this situation. And again, it is not Allah who will solve the situation. It is the witchcraft. Okay, and this is again considered disbelief in Allah, but it is a practice widely, actually practiced in the Muslim countries. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, out of His mercy is mentioning this to us in the Quran so that we will avoid it. Those whom they insist that I want to use this practice, they have to know that this is disbelief in Allah, and they never, ever, any human being can cause benefit or prevent harm. Everything is only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they want to deceive themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them to deceive themselves. And at the end of the day, they will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? You must forget about magic completely. The only power is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in this and we depend only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom they start to think in this way, they always lose the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they become the slaves of those people, the magicians. Okay? And this is total destruction of the future and the present and the wealth and everything. Okay, and it causes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I don't think any human being can stand the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to seek refuge with Him from this practice of the witchcraft. Okay, the second and actually the last which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala think which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to seek refuge is from the evil of the empire when he invades. Okay, actually in this is the proof that, you know, there is envy, okay, in life. This is the proof from the Quran. Okay, because there are some people whom they say that I don't believe that, you know, someone who has envy in her heart, then she will have envy in her eye. She can cause problems for me. According to the Quran, they can cause problems according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, but you must believe that there is envy and there is this envy, the envy eye, okay? And actually it can cause death. Yes, there are some people whom, actually some people whom they are aware that they have this kind of eye. There are some people whom they have very good intention, but unfortunately they have this, the envy eye, it's called the envy eye, mm-hmm. Correct? Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, suppose now a very beautiful baby opens the door, okay? And that person or that woman, sister, whom she has this envy eye, but she has good intention, okay, she will say, what a beautiful baby. This baby will vanish. With the will of Allah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Her eye will not work without the will. But the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. But it is her eye is the reason behind this. So we Muslims believe in envy and we believe in the envy eye and we believe that you must protect yourself. These two surahs is a protection. Okay, from this, you know, the FBI, and also in Surah Al-Kahf, actually, this, there is a verse of the Quran which you must always mention it. When you feel that, alhamdulillah, for example, today you put your clothes and you look to the mirror and you see, you say, alhamdulillah, I look alhamdulillah today. You yourself, you may cause envy, you have envy for yourself. Okay, so yes, this is known. Okay, so maybe after 1 hour, 2 hours, you start to have severe abdominal pain. Then you say to yourself, none look to me except to myself. So it is you, yourself, you can quote it. So I will mention to you now this verse of the Quran. Keep it on your tongue all the time. For yourself, for the others, for everyone. This is known.
Don't worry, I get a really bad headache.
See?
And people tell me, oh, it's like an MVI.
MVI, yes, MVI.
Because I usually even get sick.
Yes. Actually, I want to tell you one thing. Actually, to know about to protect yourself from the MVI, it is to recite Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas whenever you feel that there is someone whom he may have an MVI. when you feel that, you know, I feel that I am not happy with the look of this sister or the look of that person, immediately to say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ مِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ مِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ مِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Okay, this means this, you seek refuge with Allah from the evil of the envier when he invades. Okay, this is number one. You read Surah Al-Falaq, and also you read Surah Al-Nas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ. You recite these two surahs inside yourself, not with a loud voice. Okay, then we will read now from Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 39. Okay, we will read about what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to say when you feel also, you know, about this envy eye, or even for yourself when you look to the mirror and you feel that you look beautiful. If you look to your kid and you feel that your kid is beautiful, if you look to your sister, to your mother, someone whom he is close to you, and you are worried that maybe my eye is the one, okay, you would say, here Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it was better to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا. It was better for you to say when you entered your garden that which Allah wills, there is no power but with Allah. You know, this is both of them. Okay, because what you are saying that what which Allah wills. Okay, this beauty or this garden or this wealth or this, you know, whatever, something blessing, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah the shaitan will not be there and the blessings will be there. So you say that which Allah wills, there is no power but with Allah. Okay? This is ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. You have to keep on repeating it. When I come to the masjid and I look and I see many people, I say ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. ما شاء الله, a lot of people they are coming for the masjid. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. When you wake up in the morning and you notice that the weather is very good, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. Today the weather is very, ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. You keep it all the time so that you never feel that you have an envy towards anyone. Okay, so it is ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله, that which Allah wills, there is no power but with Allah. Okay, this is, you have this statement and you keep it with you in Arabic and in English. Okay, so in Surah Al-Falaq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to seek refuge with Him, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, from what Allah has created, from the evil of the night as it comes with its darkness, from the evil of those who practice witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he invades. Now we will move to Surah Al-Ikhlas. Okay, now we will read Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. We must know the meaning. So now, sister, this is what I want you to know. Alhamdulillah, we learn how to know the Arabic letter, then how to read the Quran. But the Quran will not be effective except when you know the meaning and the message of every verse of the Quran. So now, alhamdulillah, we will know the message of verse number Surah Al-Ikhlas. Okay, you will read it. Inshallah. Okay, sister, you want to read it? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Noura can read.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. لَمْ يُلِدْ وَلَمْ
يُولَدْ.
لَمْ يُلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ.
يولد
ولم يكن كفوا أحد
ولم يكن له
ولم يكن
يكن له. Did you see له؟
له
yes كفوا
أحد.
Okay, let me read it and let us recite it together, and then I will definitely read it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. All of us, sisters. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
قل.
قل.
All of us. قل.
قل.
هو.
هو.
الله.
الله.
أحد.
أحد.
Again, sisters. قل.
قل.
هو.
هو.
الله.
الله.
أحد.
أحد.
الله.
الله.
الصمد.
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 لم.
لم.
يلد.
يلد.
و.
و.
لم.
لم.
يولد.
يولد.
و.
و.
لم.
لم.
يكن.
يكن.
له.
له.
كفوا.
كفوا.
أحد.
أحد.
Again. قل.
قل.
هو.
هو.
الله.
الله.
أحد.
أحد.
الله.
الله.
الصمد.
الصمد.
لم.
لم.
يلد.
يلد.
ولم.
ولم.
يولد.
يولد.
ولم.
ولم.
يكن.
يكن.
له.
له.
كفوا.
كفوا.
أحد.
أحد.
Okay. Now, sister, this is called Surah Al-Ikhlas, the purity. Okay? Actually, Surah Al-Ikhlas equals to one-third of the Quran. Okay? This Surah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whenever you say the declaration of Islam is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, this is the Surah which is equal to La ilaha illallah. Okay, it is Surah the Purity, okay, because it is related to La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. This Surah is clarifying what is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the meaning English, say, O Muhammad, he is Allah the One. Allah as-Samad, the self-sufficient, the Master, whom all creatures need, he neither eats nor drinks, he begets not, nor was he begotten, and there is no co-equal or comparable unto him. Let us know the meaning of this surah, sister, because actually this has to be the way of life of the believer. When you tell me, sister Mona, what is your way of life, I tell you, surah number 112, say, he is Allah the One. Okay, this is the way of life for the believer. Why? Because when you say he is Allah the One, this means that, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this means that you believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one is that you believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as I clarify to you, let me clarify to you again, sisters, because actually one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, when I pray, I always pray with this surah. I say Surah Al-Fatiha, and then in every prayer I read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. So Prophet Muhammad told him why. He told him because I love Allah. So he told him Allah is telling you that he loves you, that you love قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Okay? Because actually قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ is clarifying the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will clarify it to you inshaAllah now. Because actually I love قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. You see, this surah is a small surah, but when you recite it, you feel that you are again and again clarifying to yourself that I believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now I will read it for you, sisters. Bismillah. Sisters, when you say he is Allah, the One. Okay. So when you say the One, okay, sisters, immediately you will remember, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the One, this is the oneness of His Lordship, the same which immediately, you know, this will come to your spirit. This is very important, sisters. Okay, in every minute of your life, you need to feel that Allah is the One. Okay, what is the meaning of this? You need to remember that the oneness of Allah's Lordship, the oneness of Allah's worship, and the oneness of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of these sisters is that when I say he is Allah the one, Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah knows everything, Allah plans everything, so my worship is only to Allah, I only fear Allah, I only depend on Allah, I only ask Allah, I only cry to Allah, I need the support of Allah. So when you say he is Allah the one, you feel a lot of strength inside your spirit, because the only one whom I have to fear and whom I have to call on and I have to have in my spirit, all my spirit, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I don't fear, I don't cry, I don't depend on anyone. Alhamdulillah, I can keep my spirit in the best shape, I can keep my immune system in the best shape, I can keep my body in the best shape, so long I believe from the depths of my heart Allah is the one. I don't fear any human being, I don't fear any circumstances. And there is a very important point, sisters, I want to clarify to you so that it will also support you psychologically when you say Allah the one. Okay? Sometimes in your life, okay, you feel that, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, if you have to take a decision, okay, for example, I am living now in Houston, then my husband wants to move to Ohio, for example, and he told me, you know, it will be your decision, and according to your decision, many consequences will happen, and this and that, and you have to think it over many times, be very careful. If you have wrong decision, you will lose everything. You know, this kind of events of our life, okay? In the life of every one of us, and it is continuous in the life, you know, you feel that if I take a decision, a wrong decision, I will be lost. Totally. If my decision is wrong. Okay, I will be lost. Or if something happened, you know, for example, if I go to the doctor, I have some abdominal pain, then the doctor starts to get the x-ray and they start to look, you know, in a strange way, I will tell to myself, now I am lost. Okay, many things, you know, many events in your life, you have the feeling that I may be lost, okay, immediately. Okay, I am in a very, very critical situation. While others are not in a critical situation. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Their life is stable, everything is good for them. For example, my friend so and so, her husband is good, her kids are good, her health is good. She is in a safe situation in her life, and I am in a critical situation in my life. This is totally wrong way of thinking. Okay? All of us are subjected in every second to the decree of the one. Everyone. There is no one safe, there is no one in critical situation. Now I am the one. I am sitting in the clinic of the doctor, waiting for his evaluation for my x-ray, and I feel that I am so in a critical situation, and I remember my neighbor whom she's living in the safe situation. While I am in the clinic, I have a phone call that my dearest neighbor, she has a car accident and she's totally paralyzed. So who can consider herself in a safe situation in life or in a critical situation? This is totally wrong. You are safe so long you have the one. You believe in the one. Because even if I will be the one to be paralyzed, I have the one. If he decrees for me something, so long I am a true believer in him. Okay? This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I am a true believer, inshaAllah, I am sure that this is better for me than any other situation. You tell me, but Sister Mona, it is paralysis? I tell you, yes. I don't know. But I am sure of the one. This is what I am sure of. You tell me, but it looks so big drama? I tell you, none of my business. All the life is drama. There is always drama. Don't consider the good time. It is not drama. Suppose the one whom she is with the doctor, and the doctor look to the x-ray and he tell her everything is all right, you are healthy, go home. Okay? Then she went home, and when she went home, she discovered that her son is a drug addiction, has drug addiction, and he will be in the jail very soon. okay? And many other problems happened to her. At that time, she will say, I hope that my life finished before knowing all of this about my only son. Okay, what is the meaning of this, sisters? What the message which I want to tell you? Don't live your life with the feeling of fear or upset or so, whatever, you know, going on, fear, worry, you know, upset, sadness. Why? Because I am not in a safe situation. My life is always hectic and critical. No, you are the one hectic and critical. It is your attitude, not the life. Because you are not a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that I like say He is Allah the One. That's it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And be sure that if you live your life believing from the depths of your heart, and actually, sister, this needs, you know, a close relation with the Quran, sincerity in the prayer, sincerity in the dua. There is a lot of prerequisites so that you can live. Say, He is Allah the One. That's it. This is life. So long you will be believing in this from the depths of your heart, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always shower you with His mercy, even in the most difficult situations of life. Okay, that one whom she's paralyzed, everyone is crying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make her not to feel anything. She's living with the mercy of Allah. She's living that in spite of the fact I am paralyzed, but still I can live with my kids. I can take care of them. I can talk to them. Whatever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower the spirit of the believer in His oneness with the mercy so that she will not have the pain of the reality. She's not living the reality. How? This is the One. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? The two human beings will be in the same circumstances. One of them is all the time saying, Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah. The other one is all the time saying, why Allah? I am not happy, Allah. It is always me. Everything is against me. I hate my life. I hate prayer. I hate everything. And the other one is not keeping silent, but saying, Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. This one whom she is saying, Alhamdulillah, she is rewarded. She is rewarded. She is rewarded because she is accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, sisters, and this is the most important, I hope I can clarify the feelings for this situation, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to say, Alhamdulillah, while the situation is big drama. But nobody knows why this person is saying, Alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is rewarding her to the maximum. Subhanallah. And she can fulfill her trust with Allah and with everyone in the best shape. This one, total failure. Two human beings, what is the difference? And actually, this is the life of most of the human beings nowadays. They feel the feeling of despair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not happy. They are not content. And mostly they are far away from the sincerity of the belief. Either prayer, dua, recitation of the Quran, whatever. They are far away and they are living the miserable life. In spite of the fact they are Muslims. Okay? You have the true believer in one statement of the Quran. Say He is Allah the One. That's it. Okay? And the other one is saying, Alhamdulillah. 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 Okay? So, sister, this is why we must take our time with the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the key of the happiness, the key of the acceptance, the key of the hope, Alhamdulillah, and the key of everything good in this life and in the hereafter. Okay, so number one, say He is Allah the One. Okay, the قل هو الله أحد, Allahu Samad. Okay, As-Samad is the meaning of As-Samad is the one whom everyone is in need of, Okay, and depend on him. Why everyone depend on him? Because he is the one. He is the one who creates, owns, knows, plans. So everyone is in need of him. Okay, the owner of everything. And Allah is not in need of anyone because none has the power or the will except him. Okay, Allah Samad lam yalid wa lam yulad. He begets not nor was he begotten. And no one is can be compared with him because Allah again is the one. The one cannot have someone to get him. He was not begotten and he begets not because there is no co-equal to him. Okay, so that there will be kids or there will be marriage or anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, the creator of everything and the owner of everything. When you believe in the depth of your heart that our life is run only by the one, you tell me not by your husband, I tell you never. But your husband has a lot of power, I tell you yes, but never. He has a lot of power, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for those whom they believe that human beings have power. But all praise to Allah. I am a true believer that say He is Allah the one. The only power is my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My husband is like me, like you, like all the human being, handful of dust. He cannot do anything. Okay, you tell me, but Sister Mona, there are some husbands whom they threaten their wives and in reality they harm them. I tell you, sister, you are not a believer in Allah, the one. No one can harm anyone except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the intention to threaten. He had the intention to harm. He had the intention to destroy, but nothing can be a reality except by the will of the one. All praise to Allah. This is the importance of the believer of قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Okay, all the time, whenever you feel that you are not happy, you are disturbed, you look around you and you notice that corruption is spreading and the good people, you know, the good righteous people, the true righteous people, okay, they are not trying, you know, they are not achieving what they are looking for. You tell to yourself, say He is Allah the one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the wisdom behind this, okay. And I am sure that if we all believe that say He is Allah the one and we have the manners, okay, actually believing in this value, in this statement, okay, will make you to have the manners of believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never be arrogant, you will never be selfish, you will never plot against the people, you will never feel that you are better than others. You know, all this kind, everything in Islam and in the Quran is from say He is Allah the one. Okay, so all the time, if you want to feel the mercy of Islam while you are just a new revert, okay, and you don't know much about the Quran, always remind yourself with say He is Allah the one and keep it in your heart. Now, inshallah, we will learn about the meaning of Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab wa Tab, so that we know four surahs of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we have the meaning of them, and then inshallah, we will continue with Allah, the creator of everything, and I will tell you also a story about marriage, inshallah. Now we learn three surahs of Quran, the meaning, translation, tafsir of Surah Al-Falaq, Surah Al-Ikhlas, and now we will know about Surah Al-Masad. Okay, Tabbat Yada. We will read the surah now again, okay, sisters, and then I will tell you its meaning. And so now we will read Surah Al-Masad. Tabbat, did you find it, sister?
Lahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Tabbat.
Tabbat.
Yada.
Yada.
Abi.
Abi.
Lahabin.
Lahabin.
وتب
وتب
again تبت
تبت
يدا
يدا
أبي
أبي
لهب
لهب
وتب
وتب
ما
ما
أغنى
أغنى
عنه
عنه
ماله
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 وما
وما
كسب
كسب
سيصلى
سيصلى
ناراً
ذات
لهب
وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها
حبل
من مسد. Okay. So let us read the English translation of Surah Al-Masad, and then inshallah we will know its meaning. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, can you read the English?
Which surah is it? Okay, here we go. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Perish the two hands of Abu Lahab, an uncle of the Prophet, and perish he. His wealth and his children will not benefit him. He will be burnt in a fire of blazing flames. And his wife, too, who carries wood, thorns of Sadan, which he used to put on the way of the Prophet, or used to slander him. In her neck is a twisted rope of Masad, palm fiber.
Okay, now we are learning the meaning of Surah Al-Masad. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We will know how the surah revealed. We will read now from the Quran, from the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Narrated Ibn Abbas, when the verse, Hayb al-Muhammad, of near kindred was revealed, Allah's messenger went out, and when he had ascended a Safa mountain, he shouted, Ya Sahaba. The people said, What is that? Then they gathered around him, whereupon he said, Do you see? If I inform you that cavalrymen are proceeding up the side of this mountain, you will believe me? They said, We have never heard you telling a lie. Then he said, I am a plain warner to you of the coming, of a coming severe punishment. Abu Lahab said, May you perish. You gathered us only for this reason? Then Abu Lahab went away. So Surah Al-Masad, perish the hands of Abu Lahab, was revealed.
You see? So this is why this surah was revealed, because Abu Lahab actually was always following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, Abu Lahab was his uncle. Okay? And despite of the fact he was his uncle, he was all the time following him. In any place Prophet Muhammad will go, Abu Lahab will follow him, and he will say perish, and he will say he is a liar. Okay? And actually, when Abu Lahab said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may you perish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, perish the hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated for him twice. You see, Allah is saying, perish the two hands of Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet, and perish he. Okay, he and his hands. Okay, you have to imagine how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so angry with Abu Lahab that he repeated twice about his perish. Allah is saying his wealth and his children will not benefit him. You see, sisters, again and again, it is the power and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Lahab has wealth and children, but they will never benefit him. Why? Because Allah said, perish Abu Lahab and his hands. Okay, and then Allah is clarifying about, you know what, Abu Lahab will face. Allah said he will be burned in a fire of blazing flames. Okay, this is what will be the destination of Abu Lahab because of his bad treatment to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also his wife is included. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and his wife too. Why? Because his wife, he always carried, yes, he carried the wood, the thorns of Sadans, which she used to put on the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, they always try to reach the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to put, you know, thorns, special thorns in front of his house so that if he comes out, you know, he will be harmed by this.
Okay. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. They want all the time, you know, to cause danger for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, Mujahid said she carried the woods. This means that she used to slander Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes about with calumnies. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in her neck is a twisted robe of flame fire. Subhanallah. Okay, she was carrying, you know, the wood to cause harm for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of judgment, she will be having a very special punishment. Okay, there will be a twisted rope of flame fiber around her neck. Okay, so that she will be in a very special shape. This actually surah, okay, is having a meaning that Allah is perishing Abu Lahab and his wife. But this is not only the meaning. Whoever is trying to harm someone calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and causing trouble for them, okay, Allah will punish them. To call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something easy, and there are many people whom they try to cause trouble for those whom they call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually I am always facing some difficult times, even with the sisters, you know, when you call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, you must always remember those whom they call for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they are not getting any money, when they are not getting anything, but they just try to help Islam and to help the Muslims, we are supposed to treat them in a good way and to treat them in a kind way and to try to prove to them that alhamdulillah we are getting benefit from them. Okay, so that inshallah you encourage them to keep on trying to call you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a deed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so always try just to support the call. Okay, not to stand in front of it, or to cause troubles, or to make problems, or to ask why and why not, okay, or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of any worldly benefits. So let us always remember the punishment of Abu Lahab and his wife because of their bad treatment to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and always try to be kind and good for those whom they are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, alhamdulillah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We know about the four surahs of the Quran, Surah Al-Masad and Surah Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Over the last 2 weeks we know about Surah Al-Nas. Inshallah from next week we will start to recite and to learn Iza Ja'a Nasrullahi Wal Fath, and inshallah we'll stop here regarding the Arabic class. So we have one sister, she is asking again how the prayer can affect your spirit and give you the tranquility, you mean, and peace, okay, and you feel alhamdulillah that you are in a good shape after prayer. This is the question exactly, or do you have something more?
It's similar to that.
Similar to that. Okay, I will answer to this question inshallah today. You cannot pray well to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the depths which you need to know him about. Okay, when I clarify to you now that say he is Allah the one, you must know the one, the oneness in the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must first know that, you know, let me clarify to you how you can pray with sincerity, okay? And whoever is telling you, I am praying in sincerity, while she is not aware of the oneness of Allah's lordship, this means that she doesn't know the truth, okay? When we agree that Allah is the one, okay, and we said that number one, it is the oneness of Allah's lordship, okay, we agreed that the oneness of Allah's lordship means that Allah is the creator of everything, Allah is the owner of everything, Allah knows everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans and controls everything. This is the oneness of Allah's lordship. When you believe in this, believe in, okay, this will make you to believe in the oneness of Allah's worship. What is the meaning of Allah's worship? This means that when I pray, I will have the sincerity. When I do dua, I will have the sincerity. When I recite the Quran, I will have the sincerity. In every second of my life, I will have the worship only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word worship doesn't mean fasting and prayer. Worship is every deed you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, how you can do everything for the sake of Allah if you don't know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Okay, so you cannot have the oneness of Allah's worship, okay, except when you believe in the oneness of Allah's lordship. Okay, when I will have now, for example, I am sick, okay, and I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me you have a tumor, and we don't know what kind of tumor. Next week I will do for you, I will have a sample, and we will tell you. During this week, okay, if I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, all my spirit will be with the sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who plans everything, if he plans for me that the tumor will be benign, I will be saved. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans for me that I will have a malignancy, that's it. Irrespective of the center, irrespective of the doctor, irrespective of the organic food, irrespective of the multivitamins, and everything. All of this never work except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can only deviate myself to the sincerity of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am sure 100% that the only planner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and again I will tell you this story. I think I mentioned it to you, but again it is my own story actually, sisters, that I was having after my period stopped after the age of 50. Then it happens to me after 4 years that I have severe bleeding suddenly. So I tell to myself, forget about it, it will finish, but it was increasing and increasing over 3 days. So I mentioned this to my husband. My husband is working in MD Anderson Cancer Center. He told me, you wasted 3 days, you don't want to go to the physician. It was Friday, that day you have to go before the weekend because it may be something very severe, your age and this severe continuous bleeding. And in half an hour he had for me an appointment, you know, with one of the physicians there. She was not on call and she doesn't have a clinic. Just he told her, I am your colleague, this is my wife, before the weekend I want you to take a look on her. She told him, okay. I went to the clinic, okay, and that doctor, I went for one reason. I don't want the bleeding because I want to pray. But to have malignancy or to have benign, this is something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I don't want to know it. I just told to my husband one thing. I want to die peacefully. If I have malignancy, it will spread and I will die. I don't want chemotherapy, because I worked with all of this, I was using all of this for the kids when I was working in the hospital. And actually, me personally, this is maybe wrong, I feel that when a human being is diagnosed with cancer, okay, it is something which he or she never forget. It has an effect on the feeling of the life. They are mostly living in the suspicion of, you know, I will be cured, I will not be cured. Okay, I am cured, 5 years survivor. There is no fire. It is, you know, I feel that, you know, this is for me. Okay, so I told him, I don't want to know anything about anything. I would just tell her, do for me hysterectomy and remove the, you know, my uterus. I don't want bleeding or anything. Don't tell me what I have. Okay, I want to live whatever Allah decreed for me and to die without any interference. He told me, tell her whatever you like. So she told him, stay outside and I will talk with your wife. So she told me, what is the story? I told her, she told me, okay, now we want to have full of investigations. Because, you know, your age, this and that. I told her, I don't want any investigations. She told me, why, do you have kids? I told her, yes. Do you have grandson? Or I told her, yes, I have one. She told me, you don't want to live until your grandson will grow up? I told her, no. She told me, why? She told me, why? I told her, because my daughter is visiting me once per year. What a difference if I will not see him even once per year, in spite of the fact she's living in America. It will not make any difference for me. I can call her on the phone. She told me, so you don't want to live more life? I told her, yes, I want to live more life, but I want to live more life while I feel peaceful inside my spirit. I don't want to feel that I am worried. What I have this illness, appointment in the hospital every day, this kind of life, I don't want. She told me, this is not accepted. Call her husband. She called my husband and she told him, she's educated. He told her, yes, she was a pediatrician. She told me, you are a pediatrician. I told her, yes, I was a pediatrician. She told me, now I have to be the one to decide for your kids. Now I will have a biopsy from you. I told her, I don't want. Then Muhammad told me, you will cause a very big problem. Let her take the biopsy, you know, quickly, or just make an exam. Then, you know, I don't want problems in the place where I work. Okay, it will be spread all over M. Jasser. His wife is mental. Okay, so she just did an exam. And she clarified to me, you know, that she will take a sample. And while she's doing the exam, you know, her eyes is becoming bigger and bigger. Oh, no. As if I am dying on the bed. Then I told her, doctor, you are not happy. She told me, yes, I am not happy at all. Call her husband. She told him, I want to tell you one thing. Enjoy this weekend. This weekend. Then you have to bring her on Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. She needs series of emergency investigations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Muhammad was up. He told her, okay, we'll be here on Monday. So she told to the nurse, don't give them any sleep for anything, you know, ultrasound or whatever. They will be here. She told me, take care. I told her, thank you very much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. As soon as I arrived home, 15 minutes from MG Anderson, I told him, Muhammad, please get to your computer. He told me why. I told him, please get to your computer, get the email of that physician. He told me why. I told him, write. I want you to write for her a message. He told me, no, I cannot write. It is your case. I told him, okay, get my email. I told him, doctor, thank you very much. I appreciate all your work with me today. Please get rid of my file. I will not come again. I will not do any investigations. I don't want the result of what you did today, and clarify to your nurse not to call me by mistake to inform me about anything. Please forget that you meet me today. Thank you very much. And Allah knows that up till now, I don't know what I had at that time. I just was very sincere with the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is good for me to be alive, oh Allah, give me a life while I am healthy. If it is not good for me to be alive, Allah, make me to die with little pain. But I will not waste my life to fear and to have appointment and to have operations so long that, you know, alhamdulillah, I am a true believer that Allah will arrange for me the best. I never give any attention to the human beings. This is how I can reach to this in the dua or in the prayer, when you learn these sisters. When I keep on teaching, you know, in all my classes, Arabic, English, now over 10 years, you have to be clear in your spirit with this. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the owner of everything. Allah knows everything, and the unseen is only up to Allah, and only Allah can plan for me. None can plan for me. Okay? So you need this first. When this, I will teach you this inshallah with full details over 20 classes or 30 classes. Okay, after that time, I will tell you, sister, go and pray now. You will be the one to feed the prayer. Why? Because you will know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you start your prayer, it is clear in your spirit that I am meeting the one. The one who is planning for me in every second, planning for my kids, making for me an outlet from everything. If there is a disaster or a trial I will be living in, he will be the one to listen to my prayer and to shower me with his mercy. This is Allah. So when I know who is Allah, then I start to meet him. I am with him. Only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my spirit can call on him for everything because he is the creator and owner of everything. If I want something, I will not ask for that from my husband. When I am in the sujood, down in the prostration, I tell him, Allah, I want that watch. Allah, I want that skirt. Allah, I want to travel to Egypt to see everything. I only ask it from the one who plans, from the one who owns. If I want to know something or not, something not to be known about me, I will call on Allah. Oh Allah, so and so did for me this and this. I don't know. You know what they are planning for me, what they are deciding for me, what they are plotting for me. I don't want to know. Why I don't want to know? Because I cannot do anything. Because I don't have a will. You are the only will. Allah, protect me from them. Allah made them to forget about me. Allah, take care of me. Allah, keep your spirit in the feeling of the peace, tranquility and the strength because of my link with you. Keep me busy with the feeling of the blessing of having Allah, the one in my life. Regarding the people, regarding the future, regarding the health, the wealth, none of my business. I never think of any of this. Why? Because I believe with the depths of my spirit that Allah is the owner of everything and Allah is the planner of everything. People are wasting their life trying to be worried about tomorrow, worried about today, worried about my kids, worried about if they are worried, then they plan and they are very good planners. Did they have the will? No. Did they have the power? Never. So why you waste your time for all of this sadness, worry, upset, unhappy? This is the clarification that we still fail to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, sisters, I always clarify that we Muslims prove to Allah that we are not true believers in Him. Because if you are a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never blame yourself. I didn't do this because I was supposed to do this because I didn't plan for this. What Allah decreed will happen. And as a true believer, I accept it. Because I believe that I can't change it. When you are worried about something related to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that there is a problem in the belief. So what we need is the belief. And because of that, I cannot teach you how to have sincerity in the prayer except when you know whom you meet in the prayer. When you know him, the one, Alhamdulillah. And because of that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always say to the one who call for prayer, give us calmness with it. Why? Because I will run to him. And whenever Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has any trial or any problem, he will escape to Allah in the prayer. Why? Because I want to talk with the one who can solve. If there is any possibility, it is with him. I don't want to take to the handful of dust around me. Let me meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can reach this feeling? When you know him. So we must have time to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then prayer and dua and trust in Allah, having the hope in Allah, all of this will be part of your spirit, will be the nature of your spirit. Why? Because Alhamdulillah, all praise to Allah, the oneness of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in your spirit. Whoever you know, have classes to teach people how to have sincerity in prayer, how to have dua very well, while he or she didn't teach this in full details, okay, they will never reach anything. Because the spirit cannot link with Allah correctly except when you know Him. When your spirit knows Allah, your spirit will be the one. Maybe after you learn this, you will have better link with Allah than me. Maybe, who knows? Nobody knows the degree of sincerity of everyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look to the masjid, there are 100 Muslims praying. Only Allah knows the sincerity of every one of them. But you cannot, logically, you cannot have the sincerity with Allah except when you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this sister is my answer. Try to feel the power of Allah. Try to feel that Allah is the controller of everything. Try to feel that you are like a feather in the wind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one controlling your movement. So how feel the depths of the need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every second. Not only, as I clarified, not only sometimes I am in a safe situation, so my need to Allah now is, you know, everything is alright. What is the problem? No, in every second there is a problem. In every second there is a need for the planner. Because there is nothing for granted in the worldly life. I can be giving the class now. Now, within a second, I can be dead. In spite of the fact I was healthy 100%. My dearest friend is in the hospital. She has cancer all over her body. Maybe she will be living for 3 years. And I am the healthy one. I collapsed in 1 second. Why? The planner. But I was like the other people whom they are every 6 months. Sister, why you didn't attend the class? I was checkup. Doing checkup. Checkup for my eyes, checkup for my, you know, for my breast, checkup for my abdomen, checkup, checkup, checkup. Nowadays, he clarified that too much. Did you read it in the Houston Chronicle? They said that number one, too much exposure to CT scan and X-rays is so dangerous. Number two, there is a possibility of false positive of, you know, this follow-up for the breast cancer. And many operations were done wrongly because of the false positive. Because still you must understand, sister, who is evaluating the CT scan and the X-ray? Human being. Human being equal error. Plus, minus. Okay, so if I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will never do checkup. Because if that checkup can save the people, this means that those whom they are living in America doing checkup, they will live thousands of years. Those whom they are living in the poor countries, they will die within 5 minutes because they don't do checkup. Okay, if you see, sister, this is the unclarity or the confusion regarding the belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, suppose now I go to my appointment with the checkup, and after I finish the checkup, the doctor told me, excellent, return to me after 1 year. While I am opening the door, Allah planned for the cancer to move. I will return to him after 1 week. You see, then what I will tell him? Your checkup was wrong? No. Your attitude was wrong. Because if you are a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one knows when Allah will say, be. Allah said in Surah Yasin, إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. It is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He wants something to be done, He will say to it, be. Be. That's it. Oh Allah, what about the checkup? Oh Allah, what about the organic food? Oh Allah, what about this and that? Okay? It is the word be. So life can be very simple, and life can be full of peace, alhamdulillah, if you only believe in the one. Okay? If you only have your time, because unfortunately the Muslims don't have their time to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in a hurry. Give me some classes about how to have sincerity in prayer, how to do good dua, inshallah, and be sure that Allah will answer my dua, inshallah, and that's it. Then let us learn tajweed. Very simple.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favor upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.